of Mr. Ildefonso. I don't believe so. So, Mr. Wiss, good morning to you.
Good morning. Please the court. Nathan Wiss, Assistant Attorney General, appearing on behalf of the appellee, State of Nebraska. Ildefonso is appealing from the denial of his motion for DNA testing. The state maintains that his motion was properly denied because DNA testing is not warranted in this case. As set forth in Ildefonso's filings and his brief to this court, the thrust of his motion for DNA testing is that he wants to test the victim's clothing and the hat found next to the victim to see if any of those items contain DNA from Randall Fields, Mark Anderson, or Shannon Smith. Ildefonso suggests that if DNA from any of these three guys were found on those items, it would place them at the scene of the murder and would confirm that, or could confirm that Mark Anderson's story to police about Randall Fields being responsible for the murder may have actually been a true story. We submit that these allegations do not warrant DNA testing for two reasons. First and foremost, under Section 29-4120, Subsection 1 of the DNA Testing Act, DNA testing is limited to materials that are in actual or constructive possession or control of the state or others who have safeguarded the material. There is no evidence here, and Ildefonso does not allege that the state's in possession of or has access to DNA from Mark Anderson, Randall Fields, or Shannon Smith. So we would submit there's no basis to conclude that the requested testing would even be feasible here, since the DNA Testing Act does not authorize inmates or the state, for that matter, to compel DNA samples from third parties. The only way we could conduct the requested testing would be if we had possession of or access to those DNA samples. And again, there's no evidence that we do, and he hasn't alleged that we do. So we would submit that his motion is fatally deficient under Section 29-4120, Subsection 1. We would also submit that his motion was properly denied under 29-4120, Subsection 5, because the DNA testing would not produce non-cumulative exculpatory evidence, especially when the record reflects that law enforcement investigated and debunked Mark Anderson's story, and then Anderson himself recanted that story and was charged with providing a false report as a result. Plus, as the district court noted, and as we've pointed out in our brief, the evidence overwhelmingly tied Ildefonso to the murder, and he was found with the murder weapon in his possession when he was apprehended. So we would agree with the district court's conclusion that DNA testing would not produce non-cumulative exculpatory evidence in this case. For either or both of these reasons, we submit the district court did not abuse its discretion by denying Ildefonso's motion for DNA testing. If there are no questions, we would ask that you...
Let me ask you about DNA testing. If someone touches an object or a person, does that automatically mean that there is a DNA marker left on that object?
No. I mean, I'm certainly no expert in this field, but I've based on my training and records I've reviewed, I've seen several experts testify that that does not automatically lead to residual DNA by a mere touch, which would further support the conclusion that DNA testing would not necessarily be meaningful in this case.
Thank you.
Is Mr. Ildefonso seeking DNA testing of Mr. Fields and Mr. Anderson? What DNA testing is he asking for?
Well, in his initial motion, it was essentially asking for everything under the sun, and really, as I read that motion, asking to basically relitigate all of his other claims. It didn't really even, on its face, purport to really be a motion for DNA testing as much as sort of another attempt at post-conviction relief. But the district court entered an order asking Mr. Ildefonso to file a supplemental motion detailing what exactly he wanted to test and why and how it would be helpful, and that's where he followed up and laid out that that really was the thrust of his motion, that that's where he wanted to attack the state's case, because it's his theory that this whole thing was a setup, that he was framed by Amy Taylor and Christina DeVore, Alexander and Christine Ray, that they all framed him and conspired. And the basis for doing so was that Amy Taylor had relations with and a potential son with Randall Fields, and so she was trying to protect him. And so his whole theory here is that that was the setup, and let me do some testing because it might show that his theory or his, Mark Anderson's story about them trying to rob Carr Hume and it going south and leading to his murder was actually a true story, and if I can show that DNA from one of these three individuals might be on his clothing or that hat next to him, then that would tend to substantiate Mark Anderson's story, and perhaps that was true, and I'm innocent.
But is he asking for an order that the hat be tested, or that is he asking that somehow Mr. Anderson and Mr. Fields be tracked down and required to submit to testing?
Well, I think what he's asked for is, yeah, that the clothing and the hat be tested. I think that's primarily what he's requesting, but the idea behind it, or the theory behind it, is that we can look at that and confirm whether or not that would match the DNA of these three individuals. And that, I guess that's my point here, is that without the DNA from these three individuals, there's going to be no way to accomplish that. And beyond that, all we're doing is just testing these things for DNA for somebody other than the victim, anybody in the world other than the victim. And I don't see how that, in any framework here, would qualify as exculpatory or anything near it. That would just be some DNA of some other person other than Carr Hume. That's in no way exculpatory in our view.
When he was seeking DNA of human tissue, is that right?
In his initial motion,
clothing and human tissue and ammunition in the backpack, is that where your remarks addressed to the human tissue request?
Well, his initial motion, as I recall, wanted DNA testing of every single piece of evidence that the state had or was introduced that was ever collected as part of the investigation. Within his initial motion, there certainly would have been mention of the DNA tissue or the human tissue. I don't recall that really being a component of his follow-up response. And even if it is, I guess I think it's still our response would be the same with respect to that as the clothing and the hat. I don't know that the tissue would be any different.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions, we would ask you from the judgment of the district court. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next case of the day, then, is State v. Learman.